More details on SR News.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, a lot of interesting stuff we need to talk about. It may not be interesting to you, but I've been kind of following Arnold Schwarzenegger and his little love escapades. I guess, remember Brigitte Nielsen? She was in a Beverly Hills Cop 2, you know, the tall blonde lady who later married Sylvester Stallone for some time. Apparently Arnold Schwarzenegger and she were a pretty hot item before he married Sylvester Stallone. She marries. Yeah, so, and if they were buddies, ooh, that could be some good gossip. But I don't like talking about entertainment gossip, but that just kind of just popped up on my screen. Interesting stuff. We got some medicines that many of us take on a regular basis. From what I understand, many of you take, I don't want to say I take these medicines. I'm kind of afraid of this class of medicine, but it's linked to dementia, and, it's kind of a no-brainer with that. But many of you have asked me, well, what do I do to get off these medications? So we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the day. We're also going to talk about how the West Nile virus cases have just exponentially grown in the last week or two. Talk about how to prevent getting West Nile. West Nile has hit Nevada already. Luckily, very rare cases, but Nevada is one of the states. It looks like we're going to have another Carmageddon in California as one of the major highways shuts down. It also looks like people are fleeing California in droves. Taxpayers are fleeing California in droves because they don't like what's happening to the budget and the economy in California, which means if tax-paying people are leaving California, it's just going to get worse. We got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but of course not too busy to take your calls and questions. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Many of you have asked me what's been going on with Michael Savage. I know just as much as you do. Michael Savage is fine, alive, well, healthy. Everything's good with him in that respect. He apparently had won a legal dispute with his network at TRN, the Talk Radio Network, which had been going on for a couple years. I remember he had wanted to a couple years ago switch networks, and they wouldn't let him out of his contract. 2-year legal battle arbitration went his way Thursday afternoon, and he left TRN immediately. He says he's going to come back on air. We just don't know when. Most radio hosts have some sort of a non-compete clause. And depending on what happens with the non-compete, as soon as he's done with that, from what I understand, he gets to come back on air. Don't know if he's going to go to TV. Don't know if he's going to still do radio. Don't know if he's going to do both. Who knows? Maybe movies. I don't know. But, you know, we're hoping he comes back on air soon. A lot of us are huge fans of his. His fill-in wasn't too bad. I was listening to his fill-in the other day. He was talking about what was going on with Netanyahu and the BB bomb. I love BB. Wasn't that great? Netanyahu, he is such a phenomenal speaker. You could learn so much about public speaking, not only from Clinton, but from Netanyahu. I mean, that bomb picture was very clear. People have been making fun of him. You know, they're making fun of him with the BB bomb, they're calling it. But looked pretty clear and you know, concise to me, especially since he was talking to many people who couldn't speak English. And so, you know, when you're in the, you know, when you're at the UN Security Council and people are listening to their interpreters, etc., I think it helps to show a picture. And he likes showing pictures. He's very good at showing pictures. So anyway, neither here nor there. Michael Savage's fill-in was talking about that. Seemed to do a pretty good job, but you know, when we know more about that, we'll obviously let you know. I tell you, contracts. We were talking about contracts the other day. Those are just, you know, it's like some cryptic work that we all have to hire lawyers to go. It's almost like the lawyers set this all up. Lawyers are like, look, none of you will be able to do any sort of business unless you use us. And this is how we're going to hold you hostage. There's going to have to be something called a contract. And you won't be able to read it or understand it. You're going to have to hire us lawyers to figure it out. Right? Just like with Obamacare. Right? We're going to make laws that nobody can understand, and the only way to understand them is if you have some sort of law degree. I think it's ridiculous. We really got to get rid of all this cryptic stuff. Many of you were watching Fox News yesterday, as I, when the car chase happened, pretty had an ending, which was pretty abrupt and tragic. Many of you have missed it and have been asking me about that and the footage, etc. It didn't look as tragic as I mean, when you watch it, you didn't think it was happening. Basically, there's this car chase that happened out of Arizona. I think it started in Scottsdale Indian School on 44th or something like that. And I guess KSAZ, is it? One of the affiliates in Arizona was following this car chase. Fox News was broadcasting it live. They like to broadcast live car chases. People dig that, especially guys. Remember, they have a huge male demographic, so guys love car chases. I was watching it. I had finished my show, came to the office, was getting ready to go and see patients. Luckily, my husband took the kids out of the room to go drop them off at a friend's house because they were out of school yesterday. And so you're watching this car chase, and the only one, from what I understand, was broadcasting it live was Fox News. And even it wasn't live on the Arizona TVs. And Shepard Smith was narrating, and all of a sudden the car stops in the field and the guy gets out of the car. And Shepard Smith starts to go, oh, wait a second, this can't be good. I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous. So he was already getting the heebie-jeebies. And apparently the guy comes out, starts running erratically. Looks like he's running from somebody. Looks like he's yelling at somebody. Trips on himself. Runs. Turns around. Looks like he's yelling something. You see him pull out a gun and then you see him fall to the ground. You hear Shepard Smith say, stop it, stop it, stop it, or take it off, take it off. He's screaming. You see Shepard Smith. You look at him, look really upset. He gives a glare, and then it goes to commercial. Now, I didn't get the heebie-jeebies until after, when I realized what we just saw. You know, because this guy was tripping the whole time. So I thought, all right, he pulled out a gun, and then he fell. And then you realize what just happened. So Shepard Smith comes back on after commercial, apologizes that should have never been shown, the delay that most television and radio use, so they have control over something that's said or seen to prevent it from being aired if it's inappropriate. For some reason, there was some sort of a mix-up. It didn't get stopped before we all saw it. But it wasn't as gory as everybody thinks. I mean, you see the guy pull out a gun and you see him fall. And there's a chance that maybe we really didn't see him do it. Maybe he fell and then he got back up and it was already off the TV screen. But once everybody started talking about it, then you got kind of got the heebie-jeebies. So that's kind of what happened with Fox News. No, I don't think anybody should air a end of a chase that ends that badly. But what was interesting is how Shepard Smith called it. You know, guy starts to get out of the car and run with nobody chasing him. He said, I'm feeling nervous. Did any of you guys see that? Man, kind of spooky. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1780.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.2468, $9.1234 for a half ounce, or $4.5617 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.2468, $9.1234, and $4.5617.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget that we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. We are going to Alaska next summer. Oh, it's going to be exquisite. We're going to be leaving out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage of Alaska. The coastal Alaska is absolutely exquisite. Go to my website. We got information on the website. Check it out. Rooms are already booking, but we got a nice size group going. I'm really excited, but I want more of you to come because we are going to have a blast. And whenever we do a cruise, there's always a lot of goodies. We got Charles working the dials. I know some of your calls are coming in. He's answering those. Just be a little patient. And of course, you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like here, California is going to be undergoing another Carmageddon. They call it, where the 401 freeway has been closed. I don't know if many of you have lived in California. I have. That 405 is what took me to UCLA. And I did the hour and a half commute from Sherman Oaks to UCLA. Should have been a 20-minute drive, but would take about an hour and a half. And, Unfortunately, it's getting closed again for repairs, I think between the 10 and the 101 freeways. Now, what's interesting about Carmageddon is the first time they had to close down the 405, they said there was a big flux in pregnancies. Apparently, many people decide to stay home and have sex. Remember there was a huge, huge blackout decades ago in New York, and then 9 months later there was a huge surge of births? Yeah. So so apparently Carmageddon may lead to some sort of increase in baby making times, having sex, baby making times. Am I wording that correctly? So interesting. Anyway, if you guys are there, I know there's Sepulveda Boulevard. That's what I used to take. My guess is Sepulveda is going to be completely slammed. So you guys are going to have to figure out how to navigate around that. You know, very interesting article that came out this week talking about how Californians are fleeing to better run states. And they're coming to Nevada. They're coming to Texas. They're coming to Arizona, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Idaho, Utah, Georgia, and South Carolina. Why? Less cost of living, less government debt, more business-friendly culture, according to Fox News. You know, living in a cash-strapped state and listening to everything that's going on in the news day in and day out must really wear on the people that have to pay the taxes. And these people that are fleeing, I don't think are the ones that are getting a lot of the entitlements and the freebies. I think they're the ones that are tired of paying for everybody else. The taxes, the regulations, the high price of housing, electricity is pretty costly, union power, labor costs, etc. So there's a huge exodus. But how significant is this? We've known people have been leaving California for a while. But from what I'm looking at the numbers here, from the 1960s to the 1990s, about 4.2 million Americans left California. They're saying just in the last 12 years, 3.4 million have left. They say the average number of residents leaving the state is 225,000. So this is probably one of the biggest exoduses in history. Exoduses in history of people leaving California. Everybody says, oh, California is always going to bounce back. Their housing prices are always going to go up. Look at what they've endured over all these decades. I don't know. I mean, things are really changing over there. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hello? Nope. Okay. Hey, what's going on? Hi.
I'm a new listener, and I'm liking what I'm hearing.
Thank you. That makes one of you.
I saw something last night that really has me on fire. It was pictures of Mitt Romney protesting for the Vietnam War and for the draft for the Vietnam War. And then he obtained a deferment from the draft for his Mormon missionary in France. And then there was a second picture of him on the beaches of France frolicking in a heart that he had drawn on the beach, and it said "I love Anne" in the middle of the heart. But boy, it just seems completely hypocritical for somebody to protest for the war and for the draft and then get a deferment for religious purposes.
I tell you, I mean, you know, it's, I I'm a fan of Romney. I mean, much more of a fan of Romney than Obama. And I hope Romney wins this election because I think our company is tanked or our country is tanked. However, I wouldn't be surprised if there were things in the past that many of us disagree with. I mean, personally, when McCain was running, I was the first to say I love the idea of someone having some military experience running our country. I find it very frustrating that since Eisenhower, who else? I'm trying to think back who had military experience. No, Kennedy did. But I think, you know, if we're going to have somebody that's responsible for our national security and making decisions, you know, and being commander in chief, I think they should have some sort of military experience. I do. I don't think Obama is fit to run our country and be commander in chief. And I'm still not convinced that Romney, from a military standpoint, I'm comfortable with being commander in chief. Now, of course, that's why we have security councils and that's why we have the Pentagon et cetera. And that's why I'm still voting for Romney, because I think Romney is going to be a much better pick than Obama. But I can understand how many of our veterans and many of our people that have served are frustrated when they find that people, you know, did not serve their country. Now, in terms of a Mormon mission, I'm kind of impressed with what the LDS Church does in terms of Mormon missions, and I kind of wish more groups did this. You know, these kids, they leave college after a year, before they get married, etc., to go and devote a couple years of their life to teaching, you know, the Book of Mormon and doing good, etc., and they learn another language and they live in another country, etc., and then they come back and then they finish their schooling. Showing that type of commitment to your religion is still far more than what many of us kids do that didn't, you know, do our army stint or, you know, didn't go to school, et cetera. You know, it still was, you know, if somebody gets a military exemption because of doing a religious stint like a Mormon mission, that doesn't bother me as much as somebody getting an exemption just because their parents know how to work the system. You know, because still doing these missions, from what I understand, is pretty tough work. You know, you lose a lot of communication with your family. Obviously, no girl. You know, you're working.
Doug, I gotta disagree with you. Going on a mission in France, if you saw the picture of him frolicking on a beach with a hearty drawn in the sand, boy, that is a whole heck of a lot easier than fighting a war in Vietnam. Where
wait a second.
Like 50,
oh, no. I agree with you. I agree with you. Wait a second. Are you telling me he was frolicking? You're right. That's not a good picture.
Frolicking on the beach.
Yeah, you don't want to see your future president frolicking. You know, you kind of like them, you know, standing firm. I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling. No, and I am not trying to equate a Mormon mission with a tour in Vietnam or anything like that. I mean, obviously, but I would rather if somebody wasn't doing their a tour, if somebody wasn't serving their country in that way, at least serving something. You know, many people were criticizing students in medical school and, you know, saying, oh, okay, well, because they were wealthy, they were getting out of the military and getting out of the draft because they were rich enough to hide in medical school. If you were actually, you know, working the, let's say, city trenches, you know, because, I mean, medical school is no easy task either. All right, and I must say that doesn't equate to a tour in Vietnam. But again, if you were doing something that was not for your own selfish reasons, but was working towards a better good, I still think that's better than a draft dodger. And I wouldn't equate somebody who went to medical school or somebody who went to a Mormon mission as a draft dodger. I would not equate that. But still, whoever served our country to me is the top of the list. And the highest of our heroes. And God bless all of you who actually put in your time to protect this wonderful country of ours. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You're talking about California. Everything's so expensive out there. And 4 million people might have left, but 6 million illegals probably moved in. So everything's expensive. Plus, you have so much competition with the illegals, you can't find a good paying job out there anymore. Thank you.
No, yeah, you're right. I mean, what's going on in California is going to be an absolute disaster, because if we have more and more illegals coming in because they find that's the state you could go to where we have the don't ask, don't tell policy, you know, don't tell us you're illegal and we won't ask, and they aren't putting in the tax dollars, if any, that our tax-paying citizens are, and the tax-paying citizens are leaving, what we're going to see in California is going to be an absolute cluster. So it'll be interesting to watch. Now, don't go away. I want to talk about how a historian back in the 1880s predicted that democracies will usually fall after a couple hundred years. And when we were talking about socialized medicine this week, you could kind of see some similarities. Don't go away. I want to talk about this. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Charles, who is working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget, when you're fiddling around on Facebook a little bit later, to search out the Dr. Dolly Show. Find us and connect. It's always good to see who's listening and be able to connect with you. And find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Now, earlier this week, we were kind of dissecting the healthcare problem and how we may inevitably fall into socialized medicine, whether we want it to happen or not. And many of my listeners have actually called in and said, Dahlia, if we're going to be going towards socialized medicine, why not throw in the towel now while we can best deal with it? And I was kind of amazed at how many people thought that socialized medicine was the way to go. So, of course, I educated you throughout this week on what I thought socialized medicine would be. And luckily, some of the other callers who have lived in Europe called in also and explained what we're looking at. And, you know, the grass always appears to look greener on the other side of the fence. But, you know, we may inevitably, if we can't figure out how to fix health care, which I've said many times on the show, end up having a government takeover. It will happen. I mean, if we can't figure out how to cut healthcare costs, how to cut hospital costs, how to figure out how to handle this employer-employee relationship with insurance, which I think is an absolute disaster. In the news this week, they were talking about somebody who was fired 3 days after he had discussed with his employers how he was going to go on a transplant list. Allegedly, he says they fired him because of that. They say they fired him because of cutbacks. Boom, he loses his insurance, loses being on the transplant list. So I think a huge, huge problem we have with our healthcare system is we're dependent on our employer's whims. If they have financial issues, they're going to make cuts. It's going to affect our health insurance. It's going to affect our medical destiny. Horrible, vulnerable, dangerous relationship to be in. So until we figure out that, I don't think we're going to have any improvement with our healthcare system, because recessions happen every 10 years, and we're going to have people lose their jobs every 10 years, meaning lose their insurance. But what was very interesting is, as we were talking about how socialized medicine could evolve, my husband receives this email. And we receive lots of emails. You know, whenever you're politically active, you get all these emails about Obama and Romney, et cetera. And, you know, you got to sift through some of this. But this was kind of an interesting point that this author made. And what he did was he quoted a Scottish history professor from the 1880s, Alexander Tyler. Apparently he was a professor at the University of Edinburgh. And he claimed that most democracies don't really last more than 200 years. He says, a democracy is always temporary in nature. He quotes, it simply cannot exist as a permanent form of government. A democracy will continue to exist until the time the voters discover that they could vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. This was written in 1887. Okay, sounds like it could have been written today. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse over loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. Now, he says, during these 200 years, this is the progression of what happens with the nations in this sequence. They go from bondage to spiritual faith. They go from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back into bondage. Now, this is a quote from Alexander Tyler from 1887, all right, reviewing what has happened in history with democracies. Now, our phenomenal, amazing country, God bless us, we're in our, what, 240th year? So, okay, we've been able to, you know, outlast the 200-year mark. But this could be something that could have been written by a historian today about what's going on. Apathy leads to dependence. Voters voting in somebody who promises gifts from the public treasury. This is where we're at. This was something Mitt Romney was explaining at one of the fundraisers, poorly explaining, you know, at one of the fundraisers, how if 47% of the country, okay, if his number is correct, is receiving entitlements, receiving government funding, what incentive is there for them to not re-vote Obama in? Okay? You know, if somebody is benefiting from the public treasury, doesn't seem the most fiscally savvy to vote against that, unless, of course, they're worried about other issues. And when you have a country that starts to become so dependent on the government, it's very easy for a dictator to take over. Now, we believe we have enough checks and balances with our Constitution, with our Congress, etc. But the one thing that we're seeing today is a huge dependency of America on our public treasury. We are also seeing a public treasury that is not very solvent and is already on its last leg. I mean, we just had, I think, the National Research Council come up with a report this week saying Medicare and Social Security is unsustainable. Unsustainable. Going down this path. So we have, if we do have half the country receiving public funds, we only have half the country paying into the system. Yes, we are at risk for a huge collapse. And what happens when there's a collapse? It's very easy for someone to come in, just like Hitler did, right, with Germany, promising all these things, saying they're going to fix everything, and then ends up taking over and becoming a dictatorship. You know, history can repeat themselves. I know everybody goes, oh, all these right-wingers and their conspiracy theories that we're going to get a dictator in. Yeah, right, dictator Hillary. Yeah, right, you guys are joking. But how else, you know, history repeats itself. We can all agree on that. History repeats itself. And how the heck did Hitler get into power? How the heck did all these other dictators come into power? Because they promised something when the people were weak. We have an extremely weak country, and we see it becoming weaker. I know that Mitt Romney is not the perfect candidate. I know that. I don't think any politician is perfect, and I don't think any politician can solve our woes. I really don't. Any politician who claims they could fix healthcare or they could fix their economy is blowing it out the retroperitoneum. You know, the candidate that I would love would stand up there saying, look, I can't fix this. All right, I'm not going to be able to fix this alone, but I sure the heck I'm not going to mess things up anymore, and I'm going to pull the smartest of the smart in this country. I'm going to listen to you all. I'm going to pull everybody together, and we're going to figure this thing out, and we're going to go in the right direction and not take a couple steps back by getting government involved. That would be a much more honest answer than somebody saying, I'm going to fix healthcare. And luckily, I haven't really heard that, you know, coming from Romney, but I know Romney's not perfect. I know many of you have been emailing me disliking that choice. Some of you had wanted Ron Paul. Some of you had wanted Newt Gingrich, even Herman Cain. Fine, all right, but this is what we got. But what we all have to agree on is we are in a very, very vulnerable time right now, very, very weak, and we're already seeing states start to crumble. I mean, what's going on in California with already three of their cities filing bankruptcy, many of their tax-paying citizens leaving. I mean, we're already seeing this happen in front of us. You know, the borders aren't being kept properly. I don't know what's happening with ICE. It sounds like they're out to lunch now that Obama says we don't have to deport many of these people. We could give them work permits. I mean, I'm not sure what's going on here and why the government would be working against the country like that. But what I do know is if we don't figure something out and we don't, as the people, right, prevent government from making the stupid mistakes that we're making, I think what this historian predicted back in the 1880s, or observed, I should say, back in the 1880s, could definitely happen here in 2012. I got to tell you, I am really looking forward to the debate on Wednesday. And many of you have been concerned about the poll numbers and how Obama had been leading by 7 points and then he had been leading by 5 points. Keep in mind, McCain had a pretty nice lead after the Republican National Convention 4 years ago. The polls right now don't mean much. We need to see what happens with the debates and we need to see who actually makes it to the polls. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Got a lot of medical news. So West Nile virus and dementia. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
As
All right, guys, we are back on the Doc Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I was going to give you guys a pop quiz. Unfortunately, I was talking so much about us being apathetic and a dictator possibly taking over that I forgot to give you guys a pop quiz. But remember, it is going to be coming. Okay, we did a pop quiz last week. Many of you did horribly. I was really disappointed. So pop quiz coming up. I want to welcome our newest affiliate, WVNJ, in Oakland, New Jersey. Heard in Connecticut. Heard in New York. Welcome, guys. Glad you could listen and tune in WVNJ 1160 AM. Also, for those of you that live in Las Vegas, keep your eyes out. After the new year, we're hopefully going to be launching a health show. And hopefully I'll be a little bit more eloquent on TV than I am on radio. We're going to be launching a TV show on Vegas TV. I believe cable channel 14. Can't wait to do that. That's going to be very, very exciting. Hopefully nobody sees my double chin and I get my upper lip shaved appropriately for that. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about the CDC reporting now 48 states have West Nile virus and 400 new cases have been reported just in the last week. As of, I believe, Wednesday, 3,545 cases of West Nile virus have been reported in the United States, including 147 deaths. Charles Apperson, professor of entomology, North California State University, said the spring rains, followed by hot, dry weather, are conditions that promote the production of the Culex mosquitoes that amplify the virus in bird reservoirs. Now, we've been talking about West Nile over the past few months. Only recently, we started to see some in Nevada and some in these other states. Texas appears to have the majority of the cases, but we're coming now into a time where it's starting to cool down a little bit, but still be warm. And if we get a little bit more moisture, this could possibly, we could see even more of a heightened risk of West Nile than we did in the dead of summer. Now, what do mosquitoes like? Well, mosquitoes apparently are very horny, and I'm sorry, I should say amorous, but I don't really think a mosquito is amorous. I think they just get horny. I really don't see them quoting poetry or serenading the ladies, but they're the most frisky, I should say, from dusk till dawn. That's when it cools. They love stagnant water. So any of you that have these little baby pools or these doggy pools that are now sitting around because summer's kind of over and you aren't sure whether to dump it or not, dump it. Dump any sort of plastic thing or anything that you have water. If you have these, a lot of you guys have these paint containers that you fill up with water. I don't know why you do it. Maybe because you throw fireworks in them. I don't know what you guys are doing. It's the end of September. We shouldn't be doing fireworks. But I see what you guys have in your front yard, backyard, etc. You have these containers of water. Get rid of them. That's what the mosquitoes like. Try to avoid dusk till dawn times of day if you're going outside. Now, I know some of you are thinking back to when I talked, you know, spoke about skin cans and I said stay out of the, you know, stay indoors during the daylight. Well, I'm going to contradict myself because we're talking about West Nile. For West Nile, stay away dusk till dawn. That's when the mosquitoes come. And of course, you know, you can protect yourself from wearing long sleeve shirts, long pants. There are cool long sleeve clothes. I know many of us are still living in 90 degree weather. Doesn't seem that practical to be wearing long sleeve, but you got to keep these mosquitoes from biting you. From what we understand, there was, I believe, a 75-year-old woman in Las Vegas who I believe died from West Nile just a few weeks ago. You know, it's not that we're doing anything careless. All we're doing is going outside and getting bit by a mosquito. How many of us have gotten bit by mosquitoes in the past? You know, it's so easy for this to occur, and unfortunately, this could be so deadly. Now, it's not deadly all the time. You know, West Nile virus usually gives you some sort of a myalgic viral type of syndrome that you usually get better from. It's self-limiting. We don't have to do much. You get a little fever. You get achy, etc. But it's the cases that go to the brain, the cases that turn into a meningoencephalitis or an encephalitis or a meningitis type of picture, that's what can kill. And your vulnerable people, your young children, your older people, your diabetics, your immunosuppressed patients, people being treated for cancer, they get a bite from something like this that carries West Nile, you could be extremely sick. Again, I want you to be tucking in your pants into your socks. Yes, you'll look like a geek, but you'll be safe. long sleeve shirts. Spray yourself with DEET. DEET does really well. You don't have to do the super high concentration DEET. Sometimes the 35% or the middle of the road one does fine, but spray your clothes as well. Many of us get mosquito bites when the mosquito lands on the clothes. I can't tell you, when I went to Alaska last year, we were running around hiking. My legs were completely bitten up. They really weren't that sexy, which is why I didn't put a picture up on Facebook. But they must have bitten through the clothes. So what do you do with the clothes? You spray permethrin or the anti-lice spray. There's an anti-lice scapey spray you could put on the clothes, and it's good for a few washings. The DEET and the permethrin combined can give you close to 100%. Protection against mosquitoes. Of course, if you do live in an area where you need to work outside, wear netting. Sometimes they like the swell, the scent of your sweat. You know, so sometimes you kind of want to hide that. It's hard if you're working out in the heat. But if you do start to get fever, muscle aches, confusion, vision loss, numbness, vomiting, neck stiffness, headache, any of these symptoms could be a severe West Nile type of illness, and you need to seek medical help. You also need to remember if you got bit within the last couple weeks, because you could be afflicted with a West Nile syndrome 2 weeks after being bit by a mosquito. So if you do get a mosquito bite and nothing happens, document it, because if a couple weeks later you get sick, you need to remember to tell the doctor mosquito bite occurred. Got it? All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Quickly, the medication class benzodiazepines. Many of you take Xanax, Valium, Ativan, Lorazepam, Clonazepam, Clonopin, any of the names interchanged between generic and brand name. These medicines have been linked to dementia. One study found a 65% increase. Another report came out saying a 50% more likely increase of dementia over a 15-year period if you were taking these medications as a senior. If you were 65 and older, taking these medications, it could put you at risk for dementia. Now, many of us who read this study were like, well, duh, of course, they're sedating. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. But what surprises many people is how chronically many of you are taking these medications. Many of you were put on these medications 20, 30 years ago for an anxiety disorder and told to take it every 8 hours, three times a day. All right? These medications you could take three times a day, every 8 hours, during an acute anxiety issue. All right? Somebody should have told you to stop 30 years ago. You aren't supposed to be taking these medications every day, and I can't tell you how many patients I inherit who are on these medications every day. The problem is if you stop these medications abruptly, you could seize, you could die. It's not an easy medication to wean off of. So if any of you have been taking these medications long term, and when you try to go off of them, you have an anxiety attack, it may not be your underlying anxiety disorder. It could be you're pretty addicted to these medications and you're going through withdrawal from the benzodiazepine, which will give you anxiety. You get a rebound anxiety when you try to go off these medications, which is why you end up taking it diligently every 8 hours. Don't do that. All right. Stay on whatever medication regimen you're on and go see your doctor, nurse practitioner, PA. Okay. Don't stop any of these abruptly, but you need to talk to them and let them know, look, I'm really taking this medication, daily and I've been on it for years, because that could put you at risk for dementia. We know that dementia hits us from a variety of reasons. Our cholesterol could cause our dementia, our high blood pressure, our diabetes, our sleep apnea. We forget that medication we've been taking for years could put us at risk for dementia. And many of us think we're taking the medicine correctly because our doctor said on the bottle every 8 hours. I don't write the medication that way. I write it, take it at night before bed, because I don't want you taking it during the day, getting behind the wheel and getting into a car accident or killing somebody. So I always say take it night. Unless, of course, you're in an acute anxiety episode. All right, so make sure you discuss that with your doctor. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. Sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. And don't forget to download our Android free app. You can listen to all my shows whenever you want. Take care, guys, and God bless.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese.
Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Prep-tember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Prep-tember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.